That's The Clash with Rock the Casbah. It's 8:01 here listening to WMFO in Medford. It's Monday morning. It must be time for Celtic Dawn. And we're going to start off with Open the Door for Three.
Channing for a girl, hope that is Boston girl, as often in another view. Oh, Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Thank you.
And that was off of the Gloaming's new album called, oddly enough, or not, The Gloaming 2. And that was the Rolling Wave, the Jig, and Real Music in the Glen. Before that was the Alan Kelly Gang with the Sleeping Policeman featuring Eddie Reader. And then a set they call Frankie's Reels, set of three Frankie Drains, Major Morans, and the Bally Branahan Stomp. Prior to that was Ruth Kagan, the great Manx singer there from her album Sheer, doing Shanine Egg Mish Asalan. And we started off with Open the Door for Three, I suppose we could say a far-flung trio, but they're all located in the U.S., doing Black Donald the Piper from The Penny Wager. This is as good a time as any to announce that if you are a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to myself, Joanne Kesey, care of WMFO Celtic Dawn, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. And believe me, if you just get the post office box right and hopefully the zip code, it will make its way to me eventually as a one album and just did recently that was addressed to Malden, Massachusetts, but 02153, so it got to the Tufts substation here. Well, next up we've got Jim Causley from his brand new album Forgotten Kingdom. This is sort of a companion piece to his Dumnonia album, which was released a couple of years ago. And this goes out to my friend Joel Simkus, because this is one of his favorite expressions.
Come back, my silly friend. The sky is dark and foreboding. The day is all done. Here drops of rain, waterfall, where bike tracks once drove a river through our little dream. Run through the fields and sprint down the lane. However you see me, it's never quite the same. Remorse has painted your day in grey. All round Arthur's Corner and home and back again. And all the way back in the day. All round Arthur's Corner and home and back again. And all the way back in the day. Out there, and they know what we hold in our hands, stolen from far foreign lands. This magical stone, the oldest one ever known. Here is the map we left us. and all the way back in the day. All round Arthur's Court around to see where they might end. You a valley on horseback we ride, even though we're told not to, we'll ride side by side in the blink of an eye. It's now time for tea. There's cakes of all kinds and scones with jam and cream. It may be long faded, but this was our dream. All round Arthur's Corner and home and back again, and all the way back in the day. All round Arthur's Corner and home and back again, and all the way back in the day. All round Arthur's Corner and instead of sleep all night, I'd weep. Many's the tear I and came a-courting me. He sought me for his bride. My parents, they advised me so, but I myself denied. He had a little money, it was all I could endure,
speak of my true love, and others speak ill of me. If I had my will, I'd be there still, in his arms and his company. If he was here as I loved him, and I go to my bed and we'd sleep, but instead of sleep all night, I'd weep, and beneath the tears I for the moon shone on my bed last night. No rest there I find.
Whoa.
And that was the gorgeous singing of Lorcan MacMathena, accompanied there by Martin Torish and Egan and Neff, doing A Gray Eye. In 562 AD, Columkia, a monk descended from the ruling family of the Northern Inail, accepted banishment from Ireland in reparation for his part in the Battle of Coolidrumna. He set sail for the Scottish island of Iona and swore he would never set foot on his or sight on his homeland again. As he approached Iona, he uttered these words of farewell. There is a gray eye that glances back upon Erin. Never again will it see the men or women of Erin. Columkia's sorrowful departure from the shores of Loch Foyle in the 6th century contains a poignancy which was replicated by hundreds of thousands in the 19th and 20th centuries. In these lines, he expresses the ache which many immigrants would express in years to come. In Garton, in County Donegal, there is a rock reputed to be his birthstone, and on this rock, emigrants of Donegal, on their way to the Keys of Derry, would spend a night so that their journey would have his blessings and would end in happiness. And it ends with Martin Torish's beautifully reimagined version of the traditional Scottish Jacobite air, Come Ye, by Athol. Before that was Jim Causley with the Sidbury to Stockland set, incorporating three tunes from traditional musicians that were transcribed in the early 20th century from his album Dumnonia. And as we mentioned, those two albums form a bookend, Dumnonia and the Forgotten Kingdom. We heard Back in the Day from the Forgotten Kingdom, and sandwiched in between them was Sam Lee and Friends with the Moon Shone on My Bed Last Night from the Fade in Time. And that was the last song that Jeannie Robertson taught her nephew before she passed away. And it was a song that was taught to Sam Lee by that nephew before he passed away in 2009. Well, next up we've got something from Sullis, and then we've got something from Mick McAuley's a new album.
Thank you.
And that was Mick McAuley with the Fairy Set from his new album Highs and Bellows. And that had the Fairy Jig, tuned by Liz Carroll in the middle, Liam Child, and then one of McAuley's own tune, Penny Favorites. Before that, we heard a waltz from Solace's album All These Years that they put together with friends and family, and that was Lost in Quimper. Yes, a wonderful, lovely waltz, and oh, to be